Tact. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. Tact. Yes, we know that ambassadors have a lot of tact. We know that a lot of people in a lot of areas of life have a lot of tact. But have we ever thought of tact as being something that is really not just linguistically beneficial, but physically beneficial for ourselves? If we can start having tact with ourselves, we are bringing balance, we're bringing harmony, we're bringing peace, joy, and delight into our life. And how we're doing this is, a tactful person is one who looks for the lovely things about life around them. A tactful person goes in and sees a situation that might be sort of difficult, and instead of looking at the difficult situation, looks for the positive attitude toward it. How can I handle this situation in a positive, beneficial, wonderful way that is going to be helpful to me, that is going to be good for me? Well, to be tactful about that means that you don't pay attention to the problem. You don't pay attention to the circumstances that are being confronting you. You pay attention to what sort of solution is going to bring it about. Now, two people are arguing, and they're saying that their points of view are both right, and both have good issues for their thinking. But their discussion's getting a little bit hot and heavy. And I enter the room, and I see them in this hot and heavy discussion. And let's say that they're talking about how they're going to set the table, whether they're going to use Emily Post as a formal dinner or as a normal dinner. And how are they going to put the knives and forks by the side of it? We should do it this way. We should do it this way. No, we should do it this way. And no, this way we do it in Europe. No, this is the way we do it here in America. No, this way Emily Post tells us to do it. This is the way we should do it. And I come in there and I say, hey, what seems to be the problem? Well, we haven't decided how we're going to set the silverware, the cutlery, around the table. And I say, okay, what is it that you'd like to do with setting the cutlery around the table? Do you want to have a festive feast where people sit down and have all of the utensils that they would like to use so they can eat and enjoy themselves happily? Or do you want to have the formal setting that Emily Post would like you to have, or suggest that this is the proper thing to do in proper society? Or do you want your guests to feel comfortable and at home? Now, if you want your guests to feel comfortable and at home, and they're all from Europe, then you'll set your table in a European fashion, because that is the most charming way to do it for them. Now, if your people are from high society in America, and they're coming to eat at your house, and you want to show them that you know how to set the table, then follow Emily Post. But, you know, if you want to just be yourself and have fun, then you just have a normal meal. You have a normal table setting. But we want it to be so nice. We want it to be so beautiful. We want to show off so well how well we know how to do things. Well, actually, who are you showing off for? Are you showing off for yourself, or are you showing off for the other people? Now, if you're showing off for yourself, then follow whatever it is you think is the most important thing to do. If you're showing off for the other people have this attitude in mind. They're coming to your home. It's an American home. And they're coming from Europe. And they want to see how Americans eat at a normal mealtime. How they set their table at it. They don't know that this is what they really want to do. This is just what they want to do. Because this is what unconsciously or subconsciously they have thought about. Now, if they are just a group of Americans themselves who come from various walks of life and they're friends and lovely people, and there's nothing very the high society about them. They want to just have a good meal, then set the table in your everyday manner. Now, if they are indeed high society people coming to your house, just remember, high society people like high society dinners. If you're going to have a high society dinner, get yourself a butler and a maid and get all that sort of stuff and really do it up super duper. But otherwise, play it cool. Play it cool. Have a nice setting. Have things beautifully done. Have things nicely laid out. But do it in a way that you feel comfortable. But we wanted to impress. Well, the only person we should ever really be impressing in this life ourselves. Now, here comes the tact. Now, Jean, you know that you are a most amazing lady. You have set your table for some of the finest people in this community. And they have all come over here and eaten at your table and thought, what a lovely service, what manners, what dignity, how much you delight in them by how you set the table. And Marion, I have been to your house many times, and I have seen how you set your table. And you set your table with such love that it wouldn't matter whether every single helping had to be served with just one spoon. You had only one spoon at your place setting, and that was what you used to eat. Well, that one spoon would be used in such a loving manner, in such a joyful manner. You've done it. I've seen you do it. You said, it's a spoon party. And everybody came for the spoon party and said, wow, isn't this fun? Another time you said, hey, it's a dress-up time, tux time. And everybody dressed up and became very formal, and you put on a very nice setting. Now, as I remember, you were missing a couple of forks, sets of forks. And so you couldn't put all the forks out you wanted. And you were missing a couple extra spoons. You only had enough spoons for so many people, and you couldn't double that by having the extra spoons that you're supposed to have. So everyone just ate in the manner that you served and didn't think a thing about it, because you do everything with such love and such grace and such charm. Tact is a wonderful thing, and it's a wonderful thing for each of us to work with in every area of our life. Life is not a matter of proving ourselves. Life is a matter of being ourselves. Life is not a matter of going out and making a show, but life is a matter of being the show itself, being the happy self that you are, and having fun doing whatever you're doing. When you do that, then you probably are living the most tactful life that anyone could live on the face of the earth. Because what you're doing, you're living in a happy heart. You're living in a happy world. You're living in a happy attitude. And you, by your tact, by your gentleness and your loving caring, you bring balance to all circumstances. You bring harmony to all conditions. You bring peace. You bring joy, and you bring delight. And you see, you don't bring it by saying peace, harmony, joy, delight sort of thing. You bring it by being yourself and having fun. And whenever we are ourselves and have fun, we can be sure we are the most tactful people in the world, because we are doing one thing. We are pleasing ourselves. And when we please ourselves, you can be sure that every being we have created in our world will be delightfully pleased with what we have created, with what they have created in creating us. Have yourself a lovely day. Know beautiful thoughts for yourself. Think beautiful thoughts and live in a state of balance, harmony, peace, joy, delight. Live in a state of eternal tact and bliss. I love you. Have a lovely day. And always come back to the absolute philosopher who is here to stay. I love you. I love you. I love you.